What kind of horse do you have?
Oh, mostly Norwegian Fjord, or half Norwegian Fjord. They're real gentle horses, real nice for trail riding and packing and whatever you want to do, driving.
So, like, how long have you been, have you done this stuff, in this business?
Well, the business we have, a Cup River Ranch in Mignon Lake now, I've been doing it for the last 6 years.
You had own Cup River Ranch?
I work there.
Oh, you work there.
So do you do trail rides here and at Cup River Ranch?
Very little here, mostly at Cup River Ranch. From middle of May to 1st of November, we're all up at the Mignon Lake.
So, like, what season do you go out, or do you go out all season?
Well, all season, all summer, from middle of May to 1st of November, there at the lake, and any late.
So you just relax and take it easy in the wintertime?
Yeah, sounds like a good idea. Chopping wood for the cook stove and the heat stove and feeding horses.
You like taking trail rides, or do you just like riding yourself?
Oh, I like to ride horses, and I like to take people out. It's interesting because you have different clients every few days or every day or several times a day, different group of people going a different trail. And see some wildlife like black bears and deer, occasionally moose.
You ever see any of them?
Not while we're trail riding, but I do big game guiding there during the hunting season as well. So we do shoot some.
Do you just have like one trail, or do you just go all over the place? Like, how many trails would you have?
Well, we have several trails. We try to pick the most scenic areas, and depends on whether the person wants to go for an hour or 2 hours or all day. Why we choose a trail that's suitable for that length of time.
So how old do you have to be to go on this trail ride?
That's a good question. Well, I recommend the person be 12 years of age before I can give them their own horse. Anyone.
Younger, they ride with the parents or something?
Yes, they'd have to ride with the parents, which I take a lot of younger ones along. The parents will take them in front of them on the horse, or if they're a little bit older, they can ride behind the parents on the horse.
Do you ever like have any ponies for some of the kids?
Oh, yeah, I only have one pony, but the ponies are usually not too suitable anyway. They're not manageable enough for just inexperienced children. It's better to have an old horse that's real gentle and trained well, and we'll just kind of follow along for be safe for children.
So you like take people on like hay rides or anything, like kind of wagon?
We haven't gotten into hay rides. We talked about it, have some sleigh rides in the wintertime, but the snow gets quite deep up there, and
if you get stuck, you're buggered if you get stuck, eh?
Oh, no, I wouldn't necessarily get stuck. We'd have to make a trail with the snowmobiles first, and then. But the biggest problem there would be keeping a horse there, or a team there all week, caring for them, and just have one trail ride on the weekend or something. It's not economical. Mm-hmm. It doesn't pay.
How many horses do you have?
We have 25 up there now.
Where are they?
They're at Mignon Lake.
Mignon Lake? So that's where you take people for rides?
Yeah.
Do you ride around here like at all?
Just in the early spring or late in the fall, but that's very minimal.
Just yourself though?
Oh, no, I ride enough through the summertime without just going for a ride for fun.
Like, when you take people for trail rides, you just, like, walk the horses, or do you run it all?
Mostly walk. We have a few places where we can trot along, but most people are not experienced enough to go out
gallop
along like you see on television.
It's kind of fun.
But a few flat places we can trot along for a little bit and have to watch to see that nobody's getting off balance or horses getting too excited, so I'd have to stop a little bit. And then another spot where you can trot again. And
I like running fast on horses.
Yeah, well, most people tell me that. They like running fast, but then...
Well, I've rode horses before lots.
I
don't
know how to do it.
So I can do it pretty easy.
Yeah, but this is uphill, you know, in the mountains there. You're going uphill and down and around like that. And you can't gallop a horse up the mountains like you see on television. You have to stop and let him rest once in a while, too.
Do you do anything else besides trail rides? Or
oh, well, not really. No, just train horses. And the big game ride, as I mentioned.
So how do people find out where this place is?
Just through people like you that's going to give us a little plug, hopefully.
Yeah.
Well, we have some advertisement around town and with the Northwest Travel Bureau and the Chamber of Commerce, and we advertise in some magazines, mainly for the guiding industry, but around town, and we have flyers up that advertise trail rides, and I have my sign out here.
Yeah,
we mentioned that. Do you have to have experience to come riding here, or do you like...
No, I take anybody and everybody. Doesn't matter.
You ever get frustrated sometimes with people that aren't that good?
Oh, you can't do that.
Like, you don't show it?
You just go, yeah, you just go beat your head against the tree afterward when nobody's looking. No, it's not too bad.
How many would you people would you take at a time, as many came?
No, 10 is about the limit. If you get more than 10 horses and 10 people strung out all together, you're looking for trouble.
Be a lineup too long or behind, somebody get lost.
Yeah, they get lost. No, we got to keep them pretty close together, but then if something happens way back down the line, and then I have to stop and run back there and pick them up and put them back on their horse or something, and then the other horses start getting frustrated and wanting to go or something, and then if you don't really keep things going, then you get into a real circus. So it's not all that easy and simple. You have to watch everything all the time. Watch looking after 10 horses and 10 people that you're not acquainted with, and keeping everything running pretty smooth. It's quite a bit of work. It's not all just fun and play.
Will you take like single people out, like just one person at a time?
Yeah, one person, but it's a minimum of $20. Like you'd have to pay double. Like my rates right now have been $10 an hour per person. But I think probably by spring, this next season, I'm gonna put it up to $15 an hour, and 2 hours for $25. But one person, it's hardly worth my time and the horse's time to saddle up, because every hour that we ride takes me another at least half hour of time to prepare it and take care of it after it's over. So to gain any wages or any horse feed out of it, $10 for an hour and a half just isn't economical either.
So what's your favorite kind of horse?
Well, there's Norwegian Fjords. Like, I raised quarter horses for 25 years. And
quarter horses are pretty nice.
Mm-hmm. I had some
that's
good
what
ones.
I ride.
And I thought they were the best, but then I found these Norwegian Fjord, and for the last 8 years, I've been raising Norwegian Fjords, and I found that they're much better than anything else.
So what made you start the business?
Well, this business here at Copy River Ranch has just started because of the owners wanted somebody to look after the horses and do the guiding. And in order to help pay for the horse feed through the summertime, I figured, well, we just well take out people on trail rides. But I've been riding horses ever since I was 5 years old.
So how long have you been doing this?
Here at Copper Ranch, only 6 years. But other than that, I've been over, well, nearly 60 years.
So what's your favorite trail?
My favorite trail? Well, one without any too much swamp in it, and not too many windfalls, up some nice mountain slopes where you can look around, down on the lake and up at the glaciers and through the trees where they're not too thick. Sometimes you get into trees that are so thick you can't see anything but trees. And after a while that just not too interesting. So it's semi-open country.
Mm. Did you see the same people coming back year after year?
We have quite a few coming back.
Like, can you take people out? Would you just, like, you just take them out for the one ride and then they go, or do they just stay there for a while and they go maybe for a week or so and you go once a day?
Oh, yes, some come and stay for 3 days, 2 nights.
They go fishing too, right?
Yeah, you go fishing. And
that's a good lake.
Got cabins there to, for them to stay in and fish a while and hike a while and maybe take a trail ride and then go looking for fossils or just have a sleep, or go for a swim, all kinds of activity. Especially on the holiday Monday long weekends we have. Like we have a lot of groups come up. Like we had your school up a couple of years ago.
The high school?
No, alternate school.
Oh.
Which weren't that many, I think it's
yeah,
12 or
yeah.
15 or something.
Oh, neat.
They were up for an overnighter. Sometimes we have groups that are 30, 40, 50 people come up for a long weekend.
So why do you like riding? What's your feeling if you had to say, I love riding because, what's
that? Oh, well, it's because of every horse has a different personality and a different feel, and you get in rhythm with them, and it's kind of a companionship, I guess, that you will develop with a horse. It's relaxing, especially if you're by yourself or just a couple, three people. You're not really concerned about a whole bunch of people riding, but you can just get out and relax. If you've had a frustrating day or something, you can just get on your favorite horse and go for a nice, joyful ride. And like I say, it's relaxing and enjoyable.
Mm.
But when we got people riding, like 10 people, it's a mental strain.
Yeah.
Because you've got to be concerned about everything all the time. We have to carry quite a extensive insurance or liability that we haven't had any suits yet or any any bad experiences really, but a few little incidents that could get kind of bad. But you have to be careful all the time.